today, did everything change when the kingdom came into your life? Did God not change everything? Did He not rearrange everything? Woo! I want you to know everything changes when the kingdom of God comes into your life. What a wonderful spirit today. Pastor's only going to hold us for a few minutes. I haven't been in the pulpit for so long, I was afraid y'all might forget I'm actually pastor. I was on the phone a few days ago, one of the guests that had come the last few weeks, and they said, is pastor going to be speaking again? And I knew it wasn't me she was talking about because I wasn't there when she was here. She said, yeah, Pastor Danny Sapp. I said, Lord, I will go home and preach in my pulpit. I will do it. Oh, my Lord. I said, no, but he will be preaching soon again, though. We're going to turn to the book of Acts chapter 3 and verse number 1. I told her, I said, no, there's an elder decrepit guy that's going to be speaking, actually, right after the missionary. Pray for him so he can make it. Acts chapter 3 and verse 1 to our guests again. We're so excited you are with us. And I want to tell you that if you've never been filled with the power of the Holy Ghost, this song that they just, sung to you just sort of wraps everything up that I'm going to speak here in the next few minutes. And friend, that is when the kingdom of God comes to you, everything changes. Amen. Hallelujah. How many are with us here today since January the 1st of this year, so that's almost a year, you received the Holy Ghost or you were baptized sometimes this year? Would you raise your hand and wave it at me? Just raise it and wave it. Keep waving it. We got 1, 2, keep waving it. 3, 4, 5, keep waving it. 6, 7, 8, 8. Now, I don't know whether your memory's bad or not, but church, listen, in the last 2 weeks, we've had 60 people pray through to the Holy Ghost. Now, that's awesome, but I want to know where they're at. Ask your neighbor where they're at. Ask your neighbor if you can name just one of them. Can you name just one? The answer is no. And now you know why pastor's been preaching to you for the last 3 months about getting involved in discipleship. Because God is going to hold this church responsible for everyone that's born in that baptism. And for everyone that prays through to the Holy Ghost in this altar, you and I are going to be held responsible at the judgment for their soul. And I don't want to stand before God and Him say, now, Brother Kyle, we just see 9,822 pray through in your altars since you were pastor at the Pentecost of the Palm Beaches, but I've only got 480 of them here. Is that what we want? That's not good enough. Is that what we want? So I want you to look at your neighbor and say, you need to disciple somebody. Now, I've been preaching to my Wednesday night crowd, you know, the ones that are actually going to heaven. I just thought I'd throw that out there. The ones that come for the deeper word and the deeper teaching and the more direction and not just this fluff stuff on how to get saved here that we preach on Sunday mornings because we're reaching for the lost. Boy, this Brazilian flu's messing with my head. So no matter what I say today, you cannot hold me responsible. Only God. We need to get involved in the lives of the people that are praying through. I know I've got you standing, but that's all right. You're going to be sitting for 2 hours in a moment. We need to get involved in the lives of the people that are praying through in these altars. And pastor is diligently putting together a system that's going to help every one of us do that. So tell your neighbor when pastor calls you, don't decline. Because I am going to make every one of you a discipler. Every one of you are going to have somebody put in your life. And we are going to begin to involve all the departments and everyone that prays through. I've been teaching this in my Wednesday night class. And that is, if a young lady with two children pray through and one's 14 and one's 3, then who needs to be involved in her life? She's single. Singles department needs to be involved in her life. Ladies auxiliary needs to be involved in her life. Youth department needs to be involved because she has a 14-year-old. Sunday school needs to be involved because she has a 3-year-old. We need to get everybody in this church that touches, that her life exists socially, involved in their lives. You say amen. Amen. I want fruit, but I want fruit that remains. Tell your neighbor, our fruit needs to remain. All right. That's not what I'm preaching about today. That's just an advertisement. Acts chapter 3 and verse number 1. Now, Peter and John went up together into the temple at the hour of prayer, being the ninth hour. And a certain man lame from his mother's womb, say from his mother's womb, he was carried, whom they laid daily, say daily, at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful, to ask alms of them that enter in to the temple, who seeing Peter and John about to go into the temple, asked an alms. Peter, fastening his eyes upon him with John, said, look on us. And he gave heed unto them, expecting to receive something of them. Then Peter said, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have. Everybody say, such as I have. Ask your neighbor, do you have the Holy Ghost? Did they answer you? Tell them, if you said yes, then you have something to give. Such as I have, give I thee. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, turn me up. I'm going to strip my voice. Turn me up, sound. Turn me up on this platform so I don't have to talk so loud. Everybody say water break. Such as I have, give I thee. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. And he took him by the hand and lifted him up. And immediately his feet and ankle bones received strength. Man, I tell you, I wish I had it in me to preach. I'm going to do my best here today. I don't know how long I'm going to hold up, but I just feel this burning in me. And he leaped up and stood and walked entered with them into the temple, walking and leaping and praising God. Turn around to two or three people and tell them, we've got something to give you. Everybody likes gifts. Come on, tell them. We've got something to give you. I want you to know the church has something to give you today. My Lord. Clap your hands to the Lord Jesus. Father, bless. Bless your word today, God. We ask it in the wonderful name of Jesus. Everybody say amen. God bless you. You may be seated. I think it is an amazing thing that the Bible tells us, takes the time out to tell us that this man that is being placed at the temple, at the gate called Beautiful, has been lame from his mother's womb. I don't know at what age they begin to take him to that gate, but the Bible says that they did it daily. Now, I would imagine they took advantage of his youth because, you know, we have more of a tendency to feel sorry for little children that are in some type of a dilemma or crippled or etc. We have more of a tendency maybe to give to them than we even do to someone of age. And so they probably took advantage of his youth. I would imagine from 4 or 5 years old, this little boy was carried to the gate, and he was laid at the gate, at the temple's gate called Beautiful. And there he would ask of alms. It was all that he knew. It's what he grew up in. It's what he became used to. It was his living. It's what he was accustomed to, and how his mind thought and his being and everything about him was wrapped up in being laid at the gate called Beautiful. And there they would come by and give alms and place it in his hands. And it's how he went through his existence. I want to tell us from the very beginning here today that there are those of you that from your mother's womb, a life of sin is all you have known. You become so accustomed to it that you don't even know you're bound by it. You don't even realize that you are crippled by this thing called sin. I want to let you know that in this place today, there is a gift for you. And the church has something for you today. And it will break the bondage of sin in your life. If you've come here today saying, I'm tired of this addiction. I'm tired of marriage problems. I'm tired of this sickness. I'm tired of this weariness. I've come to tell you in the Holy Ghost that we have a gift for you, and God will set you free, and God will help you, and God will lift you out. Clap your hands. Turn to your neighbor and say, I've got something to give you. Say, Lord, bless Pastor's voice. Thank you for that. They laid him daily. Now, I don't want to pick on Peter and John. It was pretty cool. They did stop and raise the guy up. That was pretty awesome. But my question is, how many times did they walk by him? Because John and Peter, the Bible tells us in other verses, went to the temple daily. In fact, they went 3 times a day to go and pray and seek the face of their God. And every day they would walk by this lame man at the gate. But somehow, for some reason, that day, he got a hold of their attention. I'm not sure if he just cried out a little louder. Maybe they shuffled him just a little bit different, and he was more in the path. But somehow, he got a hold of their attention. And the Holy Ghost fell. And Simon Peter said, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, I give it unto thee. I call on the Pentecostals of the Palm Beaches in the power of the Holy Ghost. It's time to wake up and see the people at the gate. Come on, I need a better, come on. Come on, I want this to wake us up. I want it to wake us up. I want it to wake us up. Turn to your neighbor and tell him it's time to see the man at the gate. You know who those 60 people are that prayed through in our altars in the last 2 weeks. They're the crippled man at the gate. And they came to our altars and God blessed them. But we walk right through those doors and we
we come into the temple and we say our prayers and we do our blessings and we get our touch and we get our blessing, but we never see the man at the gate.
I hope I don't swallow it and choke or spit it out. If I do, it's anointed. Not really. Okay. Whoo. You know, brother, just when you don't run for a while, you get out of shape. You don't preach for a while, you forget how to do it. I'm supposed to be saying something. So we walk through our doors, and I'm not trying to be mean, I'm just trying to be pastor. Is that all right? I asked my church Wednesday night, you know, the ones going to heaven. I asked my church Wednesday night, I said, church, I want you to ask yourself a question. Are you personally discipling someone right now? Can you honestly say to yourself, I have someone in my life that I am teaching a Bible study to, that I am praying with, that I am working with, that I am supporting, and I'm being there for them. I've got that person in my life. If you can't, you need to. Sister Tamika, where's Sister Tamika? Stand up, darling. Stand up. I don't want to pick on you. You okay, right? Can Pastor do this? Okay, Pastor can do this. Sister Tamika prayed through in our altars about 2 months ago. We baptized her in Jesus' name. And then how many of the family's been baptized now? Stand up for me. You've been baptized, filled with the Holy Ghost. Look at this. Now three of them baptized in Jesus' name, full of the Holy Ghost. You can be seated. God bless you. I'm going to pick on you just a little bit, baby. That's okay. You can be seated, though. Tamika came here, and one of the added ones that would have stood. In fact, I'm going to have this young man right here. I haven't baptized you yet, buddy. Right there. I haven't baptized you yet. What's the matter? I want you to stand up. You're standing up in the place of DeAndre. Is that okay? Will you do that for me? Is that okay, Mama? Okay. Because I baptized DeAndre. 21-year-old young man, and God filled him with the power of the Holy Ghost. That happened a couple of months ago. A couple of weeks ago, in a drive-by shooting, someone killed Tamika's son, DeAndre. But because this church stopped by the man at the gate, because this church, somebody in this church heard the man's voice at the gate, DeAndre was baptized in Jesus' name. He was filled with the power of the Holy Ghost. You can be seated, son. I don't know why God took him so young and so soon, but I know he's in heaven with the Lord Jesus Christ. But this is my point. We don't know when. You can't say, I have till tomorrow. You can't wait till next week. Somebody's got to hear the man at the gate. Do you hear what I'm saying? We got to quit walking by them. We got to quit going to our prayer meetings, our bless me sessions, our get renewed sessions. We got to stop by the man at the gate, and we've got to get in his life and bring him Jesus Christ. Feel my voice coming back. Stand up, Sister Kelly. I want all Kelly's crew stand up. I call it the Kelly crew. It's the Kelly crew. You two boys, look at me. God's on you. You hear me? God's on you. His anointing's on you. God's going to use you to further this. It's going to go beyond anything in your imagination. You say, but I'm young. Let me tell you something. Timothy was 17 years old, and he pastored a church of 180,000 people. You let God use you. You get in the Word. You get in prayer. You get sensitive to the Holy Ghost. You let God use you. All right, now listen to me. How many of Kelly's crew's got the Holy Ghost? Woo! Come on, somebody. Come on, somebody. All right, be seated. All right, Sister Kelly, I'm going to be mean for 2 minutes, and then I'm going to be really good. So just deal with both of them. But it all ends well, is well. Something like that, right? Okay. So I don't know. This all started when? 2 months ago, maybe? A couple of months ago? Sister Kelly, I don't know how many times you drove into the living area of these kids. How long did you live there before you started this? 2 years. 2 years. She drove into her complex. Now, that doesn't mean she didn't have a burden. I understand that. 2 years every day. She drove by the crippled man laying at a place called Beautiful at the temple. 2 years, day in and day out, 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 day in and day out. But one day, somehow, I don't know how you did it, but somehow you got her attention, and she stopped, and she spoke to the lame man at the gate. Stand back up, Kelly Crew, come on, stand back up for me, stand back up for me. Now, 2 months later, there they are, full of the Holy Ghost. I wish somebody would help the preacher. You can be seated. No telling how many preachers are going to come out of that. And that's just the beginning. They're going to reach others. Having Bible studies on Thursday night. 16, 20 in attendance. Learning the Word of God. Moms and dads are coming. Incredible things are happening. How many times have you pulled into your complex? Look at your neighbor and say, that hurts. Yeah. It's good to see you, buddy. That hurts. How many days? Day in and day out. Day in and day out. Day in and day out. You drive by the apartments. You drive by the homes in your association. You pull up into your driveway. You open up your garage door if you have one. You get out. And you walk into your house and you do your own thing. You get up the next day, you walk out your door, you get back in your car and you drive past every house, every apartment, and you go to work and you stay at work all day. You get back in your car, you drive back home, you go back into your apartment, you make your way in. And day out. And there's the blind man sitting at the gate, Beautiful. Arms! 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 Somebody help me. Somebody be there for me. Somebody give to me. I don't know what it's going to take, but I'm praying for every one of us that God will do to us what he did to Kelly. Do to us what he did to Tamika. Do to us whatever he's got to do to cause us to notice the man at the gate. Somebody shout, notice the man at the gate. Clap your hands to the Lord and give God praise. One more time under the Lord, will you do it? You know, I really don't think Sister Kelly's complex is any different than ours. You know something I learned about people? Rich, poor, educated, uneducated, black, white. You know what I learned? They're all the same. They're all the same. We all fight the same temptations. We deal with the same battles. We have the same loneliness. We have the same weaknesses. We bleed blood. We bleed red when we're cut. We breathe the same oxygen to keep us alive. Our gray matter up in our heads are the same size. Nobody's brain is smaller than the other. We all got the same size brain. It's just whether we use it or not. We all like chocolate ice cream. Is there anybody here that does not like chocolate ice cream? Raise your hand high. Not everybody is going to heaven. Okay. We all like Neapolitan ice cream. Is that what they call it? You got vanilla, strawberry, and chocolate. Take your choice. We're all people. And I promise you, if they're sitting at the gate, it doesn't matter if a Bentley is in their driveway or whether a 1977 hatchback Pinto that somehow they've held together with plastic straps. That's how my old truck's held together. I got plastic straps keeping the grill. Don't ever drive behind me. Ain't no telling what's going to fall off that old thing, hit you. It doesn't matter whether it's a Bentley, whether it's an old junker. It doesn't matter whether they teach at Harvard or whether they never even finished high school. It doesn't matter if they're the CEO of some great company or if they're the last guy on the totem pole who does all the errands for everyone. When they sit at that gate called beautiful, they all have the same need. They're all hungry for God. They're all thirsty for the Lord. And I don't know how he got a hold of the attention of Peter and John that day. I'm not really sure. But this much I will give them credit for. At least they paid enough attention that when he spoke out a little louder and when the need was a little bit more obvious, at least they did turn. And they said, silver and gold have we none, but such as we have, we give unto thee. And we preach that verse all the time. And we preach about divine healing. And I want to tell you, divine healing is incredible and it's awesome. But I'm here to tell you, we've got more than healing to give you today. Isaiah 12:2 says, behold, God is my salvation. I will trust and not be afraid. For the Lord Jehovah is my strength and my song. He has also become my salvation. Therefore will I draw out of the water. With joy shall I draw water out of the wells of salvation. I got news for you, sir. We got joy for you today. Some of you have been fighting depression. You don't know what to do with it. You go home at night and you sit in your room. The doctors have given you medicine to overcome it, to suppress it, to try to help you function through the day. I've come to tell you, in the Holy Ghost, God will fill you with His Spirit. He'll give you a joy. He'll take that depression out of your life. He'll lift your spirit. He'll put salvation in your heart. He'll break the chains of sin. We've got something to give you today. Come on, church, let's worship the Lord. Music, if you'll come. John 14:27. Peace. Peace. Look at that. Peace I leave with you. I like this. My peace
Huh? I give unto thee. See, he's got something to give you. He said, not as the world gives. He said, give I unto you. No. Let not your heart be troubled. Neither let it be afraid. Peace. When's the last time you actually had peace in your heart? Let's stand. Peace. The kind of peace that kind of peace that you're not worried because the house note's not paid. Because God's going to take care of you. The kind of peace that you're not worried if you don't have money for certain things because God's going to take care of you. Only Jesus can give that peace. He said, I don't give you peace like the world gives. See, the world gives you peace. It's temporary. Huh? Yeah. As long as everything's going good, man, you're happy, full of joy. You got peace. But then you go to work and you find out your promotion was actually a demotion. Demotion. And that the slip that you thought was going to be a free trip to Orlando was pink. Huh? And it was a free trip home with no retirement. Those things kind of happen. And then all the trouble of the world comes on you again. Because the peace the world gives you, they take away. But God says, when I give you peace, it doesn't matter what comes into your life. My peace abides. Philippians chapter 4 verses 6 and 7 says, be anxious for nothing. Worry about nothing. But in all things with prayer and supplication. Prayer and supplication with thanksgiving. Let your requests be made known unto God. Look at this. And the peace. Woo! And the peace of God, which surpasseth all understanding, it'll gird up your mind and your heart through Christ Jesus. Trouble comes your way. God said, I'm going to give you a peace. Where does that peace come from? It links up with joy. He said, and you become followers of us, of the Lord, having received the word in much affliction with joy of the Holy Ghost. He said, I'm not going to leave you comfortless. He said, I will come unto you, John 14 and 18. And then he said, the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance whatsoever I have said unto you. Sir, ma'am, young man, young lady, you've been sitting at the gate. Alms. Somebody help. Help my troubled marriage. Help me with my troubled teenagers. Help me with my troubled finances. Help me with my own troubled mind. Tamika, I tip my hat to you. Darling, I don't know how you did it. And you have your family with you. Many of them baptized in Jesus' name, full of the Holy Ghost. The only thing I can figure, sweetie, is that in the midst of your trouble, the peace of God somehow came upon your mind. And he girded up that mind and that heart through Christ Jesus. And he said, don't you worry about DeAndre. He's with me. I got him tight. He ain't going nowhere. Honey, you just walk with me and you'll see him again one day. I can only figure that somehow God gave you something that a lot of people don't have. And when you came to him, he gave you things. He gave you peace. He gave you strength. He gave you endurance. And many others that are in this congregation here today, that you have faced many tragic things in your life, yet you're still here today. Cancer in your body, dilemma, death in your family, whatever it may be. You lost your son. You lost your daughter. How'd you do it? God gave you something. Silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, I give unto thee. My strength. I give you my peace. I give you my comfort. I'll comfort you. You say, well, what does the Lord have for me today? Every eye closed, every mind on God. He has whatever you need. You may be here today full of the Holy Ghost and baptized in Jesus' name, been living for God for years. But maybe you found yourself at the gate called Beautiful lately. And the churches walked right by you because they never noticed. And you're going, alms, alms, alms. I want you to know we have what you need. Get our attention. Sir, ma'am, I invite you to come to this altar. There are gifts waiting in this altar right now. If you've never received the gift of the Holy Ghost, he is waiting for you right now. God is in this altar waiting for you. If you need healing in your body, that gift of healing is here. If there's trouble in your heart, troubled in your soul, the gift of peace is here. If your spirit, if there's perplexity in your spirit, the comforter is in this altar today. What does he, whatever you need, such as I have, I give unto thee. That's what the Holy Ghost is saying here today. Such as I have, I give unto thee. Whatever you need, it might be peace, it might be strength, it might be endurance, it might be the gift of the Holy Ghost. Maybe you've never been baptized in Jesus' name. We'd like to baptize you in the name of Jesus today. Come on, sir. Come on, ma'am. Don't let nothing hold you back. Don't let anything hold you back. Come on. Come on. God's got it for you today. You've been sitting at the gate for too long. Arms, 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 arms. I'm here to tell you it's here today. It's here today. Whatever you need, it's here today. Church, let's find somebody to pray for. Let's find somebody to pray with. Come on. People in the altar that need the Holy Ghost. People in the altar that need strength. People in the altar that need peace. People in the altar that don't know what to do or where to go. They're just sitting. They're just sitting at the gate called Beautiful. Arms, arms, arms.
So hear us. Unlock the
I need help. I need help.
Come on, church.
Hear us from heaven.
Let's not pass them by. Let's not pass them by today. Today it's not about us. Today it's about them. Find somebody to give something to. Come on. Give them your prayers. Give them your strength. Give them your faith. Help them overcome. Help them make it through. Pray them through to the Holy Ghost.